You gotta spit it out. then your mask get water, and you gotta take this off. Put it back on. Boom, more water. Get in there. Goddamn it, shake it off. The mask, boom. Then the snorkel get more water. Get your throat, salt ass water. Spit it out. And then the wave's still coming. Now you gotta kick. You still gotta kick. Keep your legs afloat.
Top of the moon, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she sees sugar, need this crack to smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.
If you know like I know,
top of the moon is back. Do, 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 do. We got the top of the Mookus back. Do, 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 do. Top of the Mookus back. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. Temptations in front of the garbage can type. Yeah. Huh? That's Blue from Temptations.
Yeah, the that's Blue. Nigga.
Yeah, that's Blue.
The baritone. Sometimes you got to go baritone.
I am the
ooh,
organic man,
ooh,
and we're back with the top of the moon.
Ooh.
So you're gonna enjoy it today,
or else.
Damn. Yes, top of the moon is back, man. Episode 43, man.
Season three,
episode 43.
Absolutely,
43 hoops, man. We won't be here without that.
Yeah, and so let's just start off by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure if y'all want any product placement.
Mm-hmm.
Put on Top of the Mook podcast platforms, whether it's on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube clips. You know, we sure we can negotiate some business out, can we, Trio?
Oh, most definitely. That's what we do. We're going to keep it extracurricular for you.
So if they want to do business with us, they want to sponsor their product, their merchandise, or whatever they got going on.
Well, brother, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is contact us at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com and also go ahead and hit me on that Instagram DM, Mr. Organic, organic with a K, not with a C, if you know me. Thank God.
And what's mine, brother? I forgot.
Oh, Tall Guy Cow Reviews. Go ahead and DM that.
Thank you for refreshing my memory.
You know what I'm saying? And he gonna get back to you also.
Yeah, I've been getting better at that. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't been able to hit back everybody, but I'll be trying my best to hit back everybody, if that makes sense. But yeah, we out here. Oh, you feeling these Louise, brother?
Mm-hmm. Got a tight shirt on.
You feeling like big
damn. Yeah.
Black man.
All that. And you gotta be a bum. Get them.
Gargoyle. One of the ones.
We out here though, man. How you feeling today, brother?
Man, feeling pure, feeling electronic,
okay.
Feeling extra primal, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Liver King, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see.
You finagling, boy. You on steroids. Shut up.
He do be just saying he don't be on the steroid, Mook, huh?
Come on, man.
Heavy, too.
Y'all just letting him get away with it.
Big natural type, he say.
Yeah, everybody just stop, man.
Man, them bodybuilders.
It's cool,
bro.
Don't get your money.
Why do bodybuilders 2022 say they natural, bro? Come on, man.
That's crazy.
And then it wins to be transparent with the steroids because all them winning.
Right.
So why don't you say you winning? Otherwise, they would just troll you to death to the end of your life.
Right.
So just tap out to it.
No one will care.
Everybody respect transparency, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I do, for sure. I like when people are transparent.
Yeah, when you're trying to act dumb, like, come on, bro. Who you? The jig is up, man.
Do you remember looking at them as a kid, though? You remember looking at everybody as a kid? You had no clue. You thought if you just stay in the gym, you just didn't think you had the juice. Like, man, I've been in here 2 years. But it'd be different.
Yeah, and once they admitted it, you understood, like, oh, okay, now I get it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to respect it, and it's all good, but just be real.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You know what I'm saying? But some people want to, you know, some people's brain is built off acting like it's just genetic or it just came from the hardest work of work, because you got to work hard regardless in life.
But steroids, yeah, for sure. But steroid breaks your genetic code. So
the thing is
with the bodybuilding, it's three things, broken down to three things. Eating, actually being in the gym consistently, and steroids.
Oh, no question.
You know what I'm saying? It's really those three.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? If you got your eating right and you in the gym every day for years, don't get me wrong, you can maximize what your genetic code can hold to your best ability.
But that's
you know
what I'm
saying? But that's it, though.
You ain't going no further than that.
You could try to do the slow mass build, put stuff on, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to be this. If you put that steroids, that mutagen, that's what turned the turtles into Ninja Turtles.
Right. They were just regular snapping turtles.
Yes, they were.
They put that mutagen on
them. They weren't even snapping turtles. They were just regular ass little turtles with the little yellows on the side of the head and neck tight.
Yeah, they woke up. They could do karate kicks and throw
ninja stars.
They
even had the rat in there type.
Got a woman and all that. Got a woman that went all four of them. God damn.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, she was a big goer, huh?
Yeah, she was trying to eat that.
Yeah, she was trying to get ran up and flipped up and dipped up by the team.
As she should. You know what I'm saying? As she should. I'm eating beef jerky, by the way.
Yeah. So, the thing is, though, I remember thinking that, you're like, man, People probably be thinking you on steroids.
Sometimes it do. It all depends on my fluctuation, how I'm holding it.
Because you is old type, was sturdy.
Yeah,
it's true. Homo type.
That's true.
So, how we know you ain't on no TRT? Man. Look at DC. DC don't know. DC looking at you too like, he might be type, huh? Not DC. He might type be on that shit, huh?
Get all that down there, huh?
Yeah, you might be on the juice, bro.
Hey, brother, it's just, I'm really just organic from the seed.
But they usually die young if it's type.
Yeah, I'm too activated for my, and then like, come on, man, look at my skin texture.
I think they got organic TRT.
They ain't looking like that. Their skin textures ain't looking, you know what I'm saying? They ain't that ferocious.
I don't know though, brother.
They ain't like the three of them. But yeah, I mean, people said that before, especially when I get swole, they be like, man, you know, cause I could turn it up or turn it down. I could do whatever as long as I'm in my mode. Right. You know what I mean? It's strictly working out. I don't got to eat more or nothing to get bigger. It's just, if I just work out more or less, that's it.
You do got crazy genetics.
Yeah. It's from the seed. It's from my genetics. So I could get it. I get why people say that about me sometimes, but people be way bigger though. If I did that, I'd be the biggest, acting crazy.
But there do be niggas on steroids that don't be looking like
that's it. True though. That look full mutant. Yeah, they're just barely doing it.
Yeah,
or they doing it full. This they ain't doing it right.
They ain't doing it right.
Yeah. But some people know what they doing. Yeah, for sure, man. We know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what I'm saying.
But so, yeah, it's shout out to them motherfuckers. But I can't do it. I'm too scared. I'm too paranoid. Like of heart, my body, my lungs, my stuff. Yeah. I can't play with that stuff, bro. I'm too nervous. I can't do nothing. I barely drink protein shakes. I don't even take my pre-workout most of the time. That's all I ever done. Haven't done nothing more than that.
I mean, you got good reason to be scared. A lot of them ain't been dying lately.
Right.
And last year too, boy.
They was dropping like flies.
Yeah,
boy.
They was. Yes,
straight
they were.
Up, right to the heart. Mm-hmm. So it's, man, everybody, you know, be careful. You going to do it. You want to live life and be a superhero. You want to cheat the code. I get it. But know it come with something, too. You paying a price to live that life. You
for
know
every pro, there's a gun.
Uh-huh. So think about that when you're doing that. And, you know, shit, Kylie Muscle, he went through it, you know, happy for him, but he had that heart attack, boy, and he had to understand it's the choices he made, you know what I'm saying? And
sure.
He accepted that, and he adjusted, and, you know, he's doing better now, so. I fuck with him, though, because that nigga hit me up when my stomach was fucking up. He texted me, like, man, make sure you're good. He was looking out, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what's up.
I give
shout out to Kylie Muscle.
Yeah, that's appreciated, because it's real with health. Nigga, we older. We
got to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we do. Shout out to Cali, man. He be going crazy with the mock bangs again, ain't he? That boy, if he had be dying.
Oh, man. That's some of the most hilarious shit you ever see. He be going dumb.
He go do whatever it takes.
He be going dumb.
Whatever it take, man.
Hey, man. And that's what you got to have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he sink or swim, man.
OG of the game.
Yes, yeah. He been doing it for a long time. He's transitioning his content from a bunch of different things throughout the time. You know
what
I'm saying?
He gonna do what's gonna
work. You ain't about to box him in.
Nah.
He ain't going for it.
He going for the bag.
He ain't going for it.
And they would eat them peaches and stuff in that wilderness, boy. That joint was busted, though. It's over 700-something thousand.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know what that is, but you got that wave from, boy. What's something you found out.
Yeah. I don't know. He watched some wilderness channel or something that we don't know about.
Because it was an algorithm, because that joint over 100-something thousand.
Yeah.
Just doing that.
Wow.
The raw foot's out. Cook it. Eat it. Good.
Took the biggest bite out the piece, too. He bit that bitch in half type, did he?
Mm-hmm. Well, not them new teeth come out.
Yeah.
Well, be careful, boy.
The bitch be sensitive, huh?
Hell yeah. I be scared to use these motherfuckers, but.
The poly grip, goddamn, slipping up.
For sure.
Them little chiclets going to come out of the motherfucker.
Right. You bite the wrong thing, boy. Oh, well. You know, my joint full of teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. You ain't got the chiclets?
No, mine's is full of teeth though.
Yeah, but you got the chicken.
It's on top of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But mine's full. Some people like, even how I saw when Callie got his done, it'd be like a bond. It'd be like a little material they put on your teeth and it is molded and make it look crispy. It don't be your full tooth, it is over your teeth. A lot of people do that.
I think the chiclet might be better.
It is better.
Yeah.
For sure for the long run. But the they still run, look good though, like the bomb hooting.
But them bitches fall out, boy. Y'all shit gonna be looking like.
Shit, I'll get it done again.
Shout out
to the Tooth Dentistry. The Tooth Dentistry.
I'm saying Tic Tac motherfucker.
My good pal, a dentist, man, got his own dentistry, man. Look. Ching. I told him they'll get these teeth. Then I tell him.
You've been saying it from the beginning.
That's one of the things I'm going to get.
You always said that. He said, I'm going to get these motherfucking teeth.
Man, got it all, brother.
That was the exact word, too. Teeth.
Got to get the teeth, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And do acting and all type of stuff. You saw him in my.
I was just going to say, speaking of content, out there in Hawaii, brother. So wait. Did I line it up accordingly or did I line it up accordingly?
It was cool. It went all the way.
Stop. Like,
Stop.
You see how he ain't trying to get my glory? You just out there looking like a full rock star, brother. You better stop. Get my glory, man.
Looking like.
What? Damn. Yeah, I ain't gonna give you full glory, man. I mean, come on, man.
Huh? Put it up again. Put it
tight week.
Look, I done, yep. broke the string on it. I done it. I broke my damn shirt. Two D's. You know what I'm saying? But no, it was legendary, bro. I appreciate that.
For sure. Hit that Zach. Yeah,
but yeah, man, it was, it was one of the best experiences of my life. You know what I'm saying? Because I always wanted to go to Hawaii. But to do it in that fashion and have it so organized and have it just so eventful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was monumental, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the way you mapped it out for me because I wouldn't have done it otherwise. You know what I'm saying? And that had me great company with me the whole time. So I was plugged up.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I was gonna go down a hunt, but it just turned out like it's a better situation for
cocooned
me.
Cocooned it.
Yeah, and it was perfect, bro.
Yeah, it was hard. I ain't gonna lie to you though, bro. Like it was good to see you live your life, and that's all I wanted to see. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, and you did it. You did it at a high level too.
Yeah, it was monumental, bro. And like I said, the only person I ever seen do all these things was you. So it was dope to have my experiences, you know, from skydiving.
Because it's different seeing you do it. It's so much more legendary. It's just like, keep it G. You know what I'm saying? It's three doing the most. I'm telling you, you should have the most craziest TV shows where you're doing shit like that. That's better than Bear Grylls. That's better than, you know what I'm saying? That'd be better than a lot of shit, you know?
Yeah, it's just different when the three of them do shit because it's so interactive. It's so interactive. It's so extra.
Yeah, and you just so ignorant, too. Yeah. So when you go out to these places,
they're going to know what's going on.
Oh, my God. And then the thing is, too, is like people have no idea how you kind of set them up to have these conversations with them, right?
For sure.
And then the quick talk, that's the one thing that we got down packed.
That's
If we with each other, oh, my God. Right. Nobody stands a chance. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is when most people ain't going, like, how I can quick talk, how three can quick talk, and then our vocabulary is how we talk.
Right.
The quick talk with the vocabs, anybody that's around that ain't used to that shit,
it's over with.
Oh, you're going to be able to disintegrate right before they face. They have to watch the video later and like, damn, he can smoke
killed you. Yeah. You're going to never know at that time. It's too much going on. And I'm getting full glory. I'm getting full murder.
And that's what makes it so funny because your disintegration, how you be disintegrating people is so fucking
quick.
Funny,
you and you're going to get me full bow down to retreat. What did I do? Did this ever happen to you in your life? You're going to give it to me. No, it's the first time ever. I know. See, around
dude,
me.
The dude in the collection store when he was out there.
Killed him.
Oh, my God.
You're going to die today. Yeah.
Fucking
thought you gonna beat me. That was some. I got the better spawn collection. No, you don't.
Hilarious.
Man, I got a Rolls Royce spawn. No. Oh, yeah. Can I get my bow down?
Yeah.
Your wife, too. Come here.
You smoked them. Yeah, you brought them all in the circle. Listen, it was the most funniest shit ever. So that's why I said, I told three, I said, man, listen, here's we gotta do. I gotta book three to go to like Vietnam or some shit. Like,
yeah. Some different.
Me, South Korea.
Yeah.
You know, Africa.
Yeah.
You know, man, you gotta go everywhere. Thailand, the Bali,
everywhere.
Switzerland, Sweden,
everywhere. Iceland,
Ireland.
I've been wanting to go to Iceland.
They'll fuck with you in Ireland.
I'm one of them. They ain't nothing but white niggas anyway.
Yeah, they gonna go crazy.
I fuck with Ireland, man. Go kill my guy Conor McGregor. Go punch him in his mouth.
Dubai.
Oh, I'm big sheeked up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be flying hawks.
So the thing is I'm we're very similar in a lot of ways, but we broadcast our message two totally different ways.
Right.
And we're both funny in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is like. I like watching them go places because we might feel the same way with a lot of things, but how he goes about broadcasting that message is going to be different than mine.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So when he goes out, he's a lot more out there than me. So I'm going to live life, right? That's my thing. I want to live life, but I like doing it calmly.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure y'all know I'm doing something y'all never seen before. Like me spearfishing, I'm going to come out the water, tell y'all, look what I've done.
Hey, bro, why was you in your fucking drawers, though? Why you didn't bring no swim trunks?
I wanted to be in my drizzle. I want to be drawn up.
It's just like a nigga didn't bring no swim trucks.
That's I had plenty of swim trucks.
Did you?
Plenty of them.
You just like that dog?
Yeah, I'm going white man mode. I just felt it was more appropriate to be one with nature. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to give it to him in the raw.
And you ain't wearing the damn swim shoes I got you, brother. Were they not swag enough for you?
Nah, I can't wear them.
Those two got the clunkety clunk?
Yeah, I left them bills in the hotel. I ain't gonna lie, the chick out there with me, she was like, because they were like buying my Fendi shoes and they look kind of similar.
Yeah.
She was like, I think the maid left these goddamn piece of shit ass shoes in
here. No, she did.
I said, nah, them the water shoes for the feet were in the water. She was like, I don't know what was going on. Who the fuck left these shoes? I was dying. I said, nah, for the water on your feet.
My nigga slept, goddamn, as a gift.
I said, yeah, it's goddamn, baby, that's for the
bitch
water.
Was expensive, bro.
Yeah, the bitch cost money. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, nah, we didn't go to, I thought that was just for the rock jumping shit, right?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
No, that's for everything. If you get
in the water, for real?
Yeah, yeah, make it even. Like,
oh, I thought it was
really the rock jumping. Oh, yeah, but y'all ain't gonna do the rock jumping.
Because that's what I saw when y'all was in the water. That was difficult.
Yeah, climbing up them rocks.
Yeah, that was difficult to get in and out. I saw
that's why I really got.
Yeah, I'm like, that had to be for that. But other than that, they had shoes for us. Like the snorkeling, everything had he had the feet for us. So I thought it was for the rock jumping.
Yeah, because you need the flippers for the other one.
Yeah, yeah. For nigga, what?
Yeah, the sand don't really matter. It's the rocks.
It's the rocks.
Or if you went on like a hike and did one of them little hikes, you go in the water too.
Yeah, it wasn't none of that.
I had one of those set up for you though, but I didn't.
Oh yeah,
I thought you'd be too tight, wiped out.
But I appreciate it though. It was a
it's Monona Falls or something like that.
I heard of that one.
Yeah,
but it was legendary, bro. Like skydiving was immaculate. You know what I'm saying? That was top level experience. Like
you were scared too. I seen it
at the end. Yeah. I was cool the whole time. Listen up, while I'm watching people fall to the sky, land.
Look, that crazy. Was crazy.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. When they go like, and they come. Nigga, why you doing all that? Nigga, just land me.
Put me down.
Come on, man.
I see you when you tell your mom that in the car.
Come on, man. Yeah. So let me tell you, I don't hear. So it's like, man, I'm sitting there watching them. Like, man, they acting too dumb on that. Come down. Don't come down like with that with me, boy.
With the velocity.
Yeah. And then the angle and all the extra turnery. I'm like, man. So they landed, we watching that. I ain't tripping.
Coming out like they just poured out a heist.
Right.
Yeah. Tell your job.
007 move.
Yep.
And then we walked to the plane. I ain't even tripping. Like, the plane, crop duster looker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's last leg looking.
Yeah.
And I saw that. But then, but let me rewind it, because what really was having me like, hold on. They running a racket up there, to tell you the truth now. Because every time you go up and come down, you're getting paid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The jump niggas and the camera niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing, you know me, I'm looking at everything like, these niggas rolling up them bags kind of quick to get that parachute back in there. Because every jump they do, they get paid.
Yep.
So they running up, making sure to get that bag up, put it in there, boop, go again. And I heard the lady like, hey, make sure you have an automatic roller. The more times you roll it up, quicker you get more jumps, you get paid more. I'm hearing her saying that to the people. So y'all, they type rushing to get their parachute back in the bag so they could jump again. Don't be all that rushing. Just get your money out of me, a faulty motherfucking.
Well, and then that bitch gets doing near death experience type.
You trying to rush it?
And you know what I mean? She be all twirled up.
Yeah, because they was rushing getting the extra money.
Yeah.
Then on top of that too, right before
I got a second shoot though, just in case.
Hey, brother, I didn't see them not open at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, then I'm like thinking like, what if this nigga decided today I'm going to die? This is an easy way to do it.
I'm just gonna jump.
And
who better to take it with Mr.
That's what I thought. Like, this is gonna be the time to do it. Let me take out this motherfucking pinnacle of earth.
Uh-huh.
Let me make a statement today.
Yeah.
Cause they everywhere I went.
Colored beard all on the floor, just scared.
That's what I'm saying. Everywhere I went, they'll figure out I'm somebody quick. Cause I come in here and my Versace the beard, they're like, boom, they'll be like, oh, I saw YouTube. Like,
yeah, you was acting down with the Dolce & Gabbana roll everywhere you went.
Yeah, they was Googling my name quick. Yeah. Like everywhere I went, they figured out I was somebody. Yeah. Like, I'm like, damn, how the fuck they know?
You got an aura of it too.
Right. So they do their research. So it was like funny. So dude was talking to me. I'm like, man, he just talking about, hey, do it all the time. I'm like, this nigga might be like, fuck today, I lost my wife, nigga. I'm finna just jump and not pull the shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm like,
easily do that.
I'm at this nigga breaking.
You wouldn't know what to do either.
Right. So it was like, man, I thought about that.
You don't even know where the cord is. You don't know nothing.
These niggas going up, going down. The plane is going up, going down. Like, they just keep going the same plane. I'm like, man, these motherfuckers got enough fuel.
It's an assembly line.
They getting the bread. It's for every jump, they getting the pay. So I'm like,
for sure.
Niggas just putting us in the blender for the, and it's quick. They just put the DVD up there. Search, you ain't looking at that shit. Sign and releases. Everything's so quick.
I didn't even watch the DVD.
That's what I'm saying. Everything was so quick. Like, they just getting, I knew it was a racket. So I'm like, they just want their money. So I'm like, fuck. We get in the plane, I'm sitting there like, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, all right, okay, let me be calm, chilling.
That door opened.
I'm like, whoo. And it's cold, that air cold. Whew. Motherfucking air got a crazy breeze. Yes, I'm like, shit.
So chilly then, up there.
And the chick I'm with, she's in front of me. So she was going first. So they crawl to the thing, and I'm behind her. And I just see her, like, at the door.
How many went before you?
Like two or three, but I wasn't paying attention to him. I was paying attention to her because, you know, she with me. So I'm going to see how she going. And she was cool. She was a writer the whole time. So when she got to the door, it was instant.
Did she jump out like Jazz, like big excited?
She went, but it's like, dude, forced it, of course.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
For sure. Yeah. She was like, it was at the door and all her was, it was a crazy scream. And I just seen her drop quick. I was like, oh.
Plummeted.
And I'm right there. I'm like, oh. So that's why you see me looking like, oh, that was kind of quick. Like, oh, shit. Then I'm at the door.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, he like, because we went, hey, this nigga's almost, hey, you want to do a backflip? I'm like, man, all right, fuck it. I can do that. He like, just put your head back. We can just go back.
You that gainer.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, fuck it, yeah. So I'm looking. I forgot all about that shit. So I'm looking this down, seeing her drop, and he just, that's when he pushed my head back. And then we went, boom. I'm like, oh. and that's when my leg was spread open. Yeah, I'm doing the goddamn Frank Deuce on Bloodsport legs. Boom. And then I tighten it up. Then I'm too tight because now I ain't letting go. Like, nigga, right. This motherfucker break, bitch. I'm going with you. Yeah. He kept
your arms will pull out the socket.
Right. So he kept hitting me like, let go. And so I'm like, no. And he tapped me. Come on, put the hands up. I'm like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom. And finally, I did three.
Too
I'm
strong
like
for him, too.
Yeah, I'm locked in. So he did it once. I'm like, three. I'm with one hand. Yeah, grabbed it again. Yeah. And then the cameraman, like, come on. I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, I always see me like this.
Yeah, he was like,
you're the corner of the fucker. Let's die. And I was just fucking, then I was locked in. Then, like, let's go. Nigga, I'm crazy. And then we're going down. He pulled the motherfucker. I'm like, whoo. I'm like, whoo. That was relief. It worked. Okay.
But let's talk about the pull.
Oh, before the pull. So listen, we right there, and we like this. All right, he like, hey, you want to pull the string? Yeah. I said, do your fucking job, white boy. Fuck you, keep playing with me. You want to pull the string? No, nigga, do your job.
If you don't pull that fucking string.
Hey, brother, I know I look confident, but I ain't. I'm lying. Right. I'm scared, nigga. Time I'll pull the nigga. I ain't pulling nothing, nigga. So wait, okay.
After you pull it, let's talk about because. For those who don't know, I did the skydiving tour in Hawaii, right? Mm-hmm. So, and y'all can see it on me and my wife's channel.
Love It Slim, go subscribe.
Tell it one more time.
Love It Slim, go subscribe.
One more time, DC.
Love It Slim, go subscribe.
Yeah. Go follow the content, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Love It Slim. But no, them fucking, that thing, the harness that goes in between.
It's going to rupture. Thighs. Whatever
that big vein, that's the biggest vein in your body.
It's rupturing that.
For sure.
The tightness around the circumference of your thigh.
No homo. Tell me your shit wasn't tender than a bitch, yeah, though, for
groin,
days.
That groin was ripe.
That hip part in between. Oh, yeah, man. Oh,
that was
man.
Crazy. That thing was tight, boy.
And then when that bitch opened, then they be talking about loosening you up and shit.
Yeah, and they scare you. So he pulled it, boom, and they like, boom. I'm like, whoo, it worked. Then he started, we're going to loosen up a little bit. Yep. They go, pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up. I just grabbed that motherfucker tight.
Because it feels like you about to just drop out that motherfucker.
So I grabbed the part like where he was at, like, nigga, shit. Don't let me, this bitch better not break, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, nigga. So I grabbed up there like, hey, nigga. And then it worked. I'm like, cool. Now we going down. He like, hey, you want to do some tricks?
Oh, yeah. Right, he didn't say that, did he?
I said, no, nigga.
He want to do some somersaults
I just want to go. Yeah, he want to. He want to do some tricks. I said, no.
Why? He said, you want to see a torpedo?
And then we start going down again. He said, hey, man, you want to do the strings? I said, goddamn, bro.
He
wants
you to hold the strings in.
Yeah, he asked me to pull the thing. Do you want to do some tricks? Want to do a backflip? Do I want to hold the strings? Nigga, I don't want to do nothing but land, brother.
Could you imagine that? Imagine if you held the string, that bitch would have twirled over.
Why are you playing with me, man?
Two loaders have the same second one come out.
Let me land, brother. So I don't know what's going on. Can I just land?
Yeah.
And then we looking on the shit. I'm just looking like, damn, this is pretty. This is legendary. You know what I'm saying? Listen. But we still so high up. It ain't over till you land, brother.
Yeah, and then the whole way looking down, you know it's the most beautiful shit ever.
Ever in life.
But then it's also scary as fuck, too.
Because, it could malfunction. And then the landing is hard. Because we done seen the lands that go crazy.
They didn't film your whole landing. Did you drop it? Did you stick
it? They did film the home landing. And it got edited a little bit.
Yeah, it did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I fell when I landed. Boy.
Yeah, see, I thought you stuck the landing.
My edit look good. It's my video. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Of course I fell like a motherfucker, nigga. I played it off.
I fell too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Cause no, why could we too tall?
Yeah.
So that would happen.
Jazz planted that motherfucker.
Cause boom. We too tall and the dude behind us so little, so they supposed to land first and boom. Yeah. So I didn't know. So you could see me like this acting dumb. I thought I was Gucci. But then you see the niggas ran kind of quick.
Yeah. And, we got bad knees too. Cause if we try to plant that bitch, she's like.
Right. I thought about that too. So I'm acting dumb and them niggas start running. I'm like, why they running so quick on the side? Oh shit. I fell on the ground. I got up quick. That's why I'm like, hey, three of them. I edited it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
I edited that part, though. I hit the ground. I fell. Because dude was goddamn like 5 feet. I'm like, this nigga ain't even big enough to be behind me. Nigga, I'm like, man, they trying to set me up for doomsday. Yeah, for
sure. I mean, it's going to be tall if you're a taller dude like us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So that landing was hard, but I played it off and edited that part out. Yeah, it was. But overall, that was legendary.
I thought they edited it. I said, damn, they didn't even land it.
Because you want me to get embarrassed like you, nigga. Nah, brother. I cut mine out, brother. I'm three of them. I fell like a motherfucker, boy. You kidding me?
That's funny.
They had to hold me up.
Yeah. No, I ain't doing that. That's too, it can't be embarrassing. Yeah.
Come on, brother. I cut that out. Make me look smooth. Say, damn, did you plan it? You know.
You know, I caught it for sure. I meant to ask you about that a while ago, too.
That's funny as hell.
But what about the shark diving? Because you did shark diving.
Okay, so I did shark
right before that morning.
So that morning on my birthday, I did Shark Tank.
Yep.
I did a Shark Tank.
That phone case thing came in handy, didn't
it? That shit was hard. Yep, that shit was crazy. That shit was standing the test of time. That bitch was immortal. It worked so good.
It was clear down there, too.
Clear. The hardest thing was staying under the water to get the sharks. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be pushing you up. Yep.
That's why you got to grab the bottom of the cage.
The bottom. But I still got to grab it and they don't eat finger tight. Yeah, so I was like, I don't want
to. No, you grab it, but then you had it. You know, niggas got long legs. You just hold it up with the other bar. Yeah, that was acrobatic in that moment.
Okay, so I start getting it at the end, like holding it and trying to adjust.
To see. Your legs kept popping out the whole damn cage, though. I said, hey, you trying to get your damn feet chewed off.
My feet kept going out the cage. Yeah. I was like nervous. My arm was going out. I'm getting too carried away. I'm like, man, where are these sharks at? And then you'll turn around and be five right here, two. So I was like, it was cool. I wasn't scared of the shark.
And it's the waves, too. It'd be kind of fucking up.
The waves be throwing you off. It's harder than what it seemed. It's harder than what it seemed just to be in that water.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the experience of being down there, knowing you with the sharks, legendary, know you in Hawaii. And what helps it so much about Hawaii, that water be so warm.
It do.
That water be warm, so you be comfortable. Type. Yeah, you be, instantly. Yeah, you cool. If it's cold, you're going to throw you off. You're going to be colder. It's warm, so you down there chilling. So, like, yeah, them sharks was dope, man. That's the beer. To see them. Of course, I'm going to throw some chum or something. Can't
chum I thought you was going to jump out the cage with him and just
and then grab one. Hold on. Like,
motherland type.
Yeah, Aquaman them.
Yeah, I could have.
Yeah, I could have grabbed the damn fins and just, nigga, go this way.
Went there type.
I thought about it, but I was like, I don't want to throw the ecosystem. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I had cocoa butter on the pot.
Slippery.
Yeah. Or would have gotten their gills and shit in there with
the fuck up. You don't want to fuck up.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do that. I thought about it, but I was like,
I don't think Hawaii like that too much.
Yeah, they probably put the Muju on it. Whatever it's called. What is it called? They got the
Moana.
There, though. Shout out to the rock.
The water going to get bad.
Yeah, they want to goddamn put the lava on me.
Yeah, you don't
want
to disrespect the
land. I don't wake up the emperors and shit.
Right, you don't want to do that. Because you was already killing the fish. Because you was spearfishing, too.
Hey, bro, we're going to go through it.
Yeah. Spearfishing was crazy.
Listen, before that, though, the first event I did
was... Did you feel bad about killing the fish in the spearfishing?
I love killing.
Okay, damn.
Well, before that, though, the surfing, though. Hard.
Surfing, yeah. Surfing's cold.
Because I wanted to go surfing. I remember I seen Slim video. He surfed that motherfucker, cowabunga.
But you face planted, you kept that in, but you ain't keep the sticking in of the skydiving. You didn't land the sticking on the...
Because I thought it was funny.
But that shit was hilarious. When you face planted,
that was funny.
I was dying.
That was funny in that, because that was funny. Because I did so good, I want to show that too. But the skydiving was like, that's type embarrassing. My legs gave out on me. I want to put that in there. But I'm going to put, I'm going to put some wins, some falls, but...
Yeah,
the surfing, I kept the funny falls in there because that's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no joking at surfing, though.
Nah,
it ain't no joke. That water was shallow.
Shallow, boy. And I was falling.
And then we tall, too.
Yeah, and I was falling that joint hard, too. Yep. Like, because you don't know when you're falling off that board. Yep. You think you'd be good. So it was tough. And one of the waves type murdered me. Like, that buddy was laughing. I'm like, ha, oh, they know it was a big one. We got one. I heard them laughing. Like, and they're like trying to see what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And I was, I caught that joint. It was for a second. That one said, boom, and it hit me. Out of here. That's when I face planted. Yep. That was a hard fall, boy. That was a hard fall.
I can tell. That was
my whole nobody. Slipper foot.
Dude, you gotta put that in here while we talk about it with the
man.
When he was face planted on the surfboard.
My whole foot, like slipper.
I was
came
in
off.
Tears.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was funny.
It was funny because you know how hard it was.
That was a good
brutal.
Yeah, it was a good one.
My slipper came off, nigga. I'm like, I'm trying to find a board. I want the board to come back and slap me in the head. You right. Yeah. And then they start coming off my leg a little bit. I'm like, man, there's another wave gonna come. The board gonna leave me. I'm gonna drink.
Yep.
It's a lot of thinking.
There's big rocks in here, boulders too.
It's a lot of thinking.
So you don't want the wave to hit you and then you boom, hit your
head.
But
that first, I caught the first wave off the rip and that's when I was cool. That first one, it's on there. That's 100% real. I just went, caught the first one, boom. I'm like, nigga, it's on.
Legendary.
A couple after that was kind of tough, but I caught a couple good waves. Surfing is fun.
I ain't gonna lie. Seeing you do it though, it was dope to watch.
That's hard, right?
Then it had the crazy. As soon as you hit that water, all your dye and your beard just left though.
Yeah, it just evaporated.
What was that about?
That salt water.
Is that what it is?
It's potent.
Or is it Hawaii ocean salt water?
I think it's the Hawaii. Warm Hawaii salt water with the sun.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? People that don't live in California, right? Or LA, right? And y'all watching this, you be like, man, you can surf here. But the thing is after being in the ocean of Hawaii,
different.
LA water so trash.
Yep.
It's like you don't even want to go to the beach.
It's clear blue. It's warm as hell.
Yep.
It got the beautiful fish in there.
Yep.
Got the turtles.
Yeah, this shit here is so polluted.
Right. So it's like a different experience. So I understand we in LA. I lived in Malibu, all that. But as my first experience, that was perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like how it felt, how it looked. It was
just
immaculate.
You could get the crystal clear water in LA if you go, you got to get a boat and go way out there though.
Yeah.
Like if you're talking about shore beach water,
you gotta
it's
gotta go
too
like
murky,
Newport Beach and all that.
I don't even think it's crystal like that type.
For real?
Nah, I don't think so. Dana Point type?
Yeah, I don't know. I never tried it out. I want to.
I never tried it out. No, I did Dana Point. I was in the ocean, Dana Point. Big murky seaweed and shit flying all over. I hate that shit. I hate seaweed. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Dana Point was that beach over there right when we was at the Ritz-Carlton over there, me and Jess.
For sure.
That's on me and wife's channel.
Love it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's what she's trying to get on the surfboard. She's trying to do that bodyboard. Was mad at me.
Oh, yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Come on, bro. You got to relax, man.
She was bad as hell at me.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. I got on the surfboard, boy. She was pissed.
Yeah, that ain't no joke, though. Everybody can't do that.
Funny.
Yeah, everybody can't do that. That shit is like,
yeah.
We athletic.
She killed the Hawaii, the surfing in Hawaii, though.
That's dope.
What was you about to say, though?
Yeah, but I was saying, you know where I want to go that's out here that I haven't yet? When I looked it up, I'm like, damn, nah, niggas ain't go to this yet. I'm finna go to Catalina Island Moot.
Oh, yeah. I never went there.
And it's crazy.
I know, it's real actual island, but it's like a big ass rock or some shit, right?
It's Catalina Island. Then it's
but
it
got like little shit out there.
Yeah, and it's another one, like it's another beach, like two beaches, a small one. I was gonna
take Jazz there, and we was gonna do like a little trip there. I think it was 2020.
Yeah,
we ultimately didn't go though. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember why we didn't go.
Probably COVID or something.
Probably,
but it looked crazy though. And they got full experience. You go with the zip line. They got all type of shit you can do. But, and you on the island.
Yeah, and thought about it, but it just, you know me, I be wanting some like real island for real.
But it is an island, bro. It looks different. Nah, of course. But nigga, just have a little drip.
I know, it's LA.
I'm going to do it, though. And it's like,
we thought about it.
It's full excursions. Yeah. It got stuff going on there. I want to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe we can do a little short little type. I'm
I want to do that, too. So for
that
sure.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and you really got to get on the boat to get there. Like,
yeah, a little ferry boat.
And then it's one, and then it's another, like, I forgot what it was, but it's another one that's a little far off.
Because they got a hotel out there, too.
Yeah,
and
you
I know
be out
I've
there
it.
Chilling. It's right here.
Yep.
And it's full experiences. Like, cool. I'm going to do it, bro, for sure.
Yeah, I think the hotel's type red roofy type, though.
It's more like, you know what I'm saying, it's one of nature.
Boutique type.
Yeah, it's Bread and Breakfast, it's called.
Bread and Breakfast.
Yeah, they got
the called,
bread and Breakfast.
Yeah, because we didn't have a good experience with Red Roof Mook type.
Yeah,
we was in Michigan.
That was Detroit, brother.
Yeah,
that was a terrible situation. Get out of here, man. I don't like it anyway. Then it was too much going on, man. God bless America, man.
We
came
got
a long
some funny
way.
Ass memories.
They came
man.
A long way, bro. But yeah, so surfing was crazy. But
surfing
my best experience, that's fully three
Which
of
one?
Them, that's like me to the core, that just solidifies who I am, is that spear fishing. That's
that,
the shit.
That was one?
That's the shit. Because,
come on, there
because,
you go.
Yeah, because that was last minute, too. Where's that?
There you go. Yeah.
It was the last minute too, and that was my favorite experience. You know why? Because not only are you doing something difficult, you're learning real life, you know what I'm saying, tactical things.
Yeah.
For one, how to swim deep down, free dive.
Holding the breath,
yeah,
equalizing.
So it's 20 to 30 feet. You gotta go down there, hold your breath, equalizing, no scuba tank. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta learn how to do this and get comfortable.
Yeah,
so,
and you actually got a funny story with the
hilarious with
the spearfishing. But before we get into that, can we just acknowledge DC? Remember when we was downstairs in the kitchen and I told this nigga I was gonna do the spearfishing, he didn't wanna do it? Remember that? Okay, that's all I want to say, brother. Bro, go ahead, proceed with your story.
Yeah,
bro.
We was right here, actually, because you was trying to book it right here.
Oh, no, it was downstairs, and then we came up here
and
first.
And you kept reading around. I'm going to do it right now.
Yep, and then they saw, and then we got up here, and then I said, nigga, I'm doing it, nigga. And you were like, no.
Yeah, hey, tomato, tomato, man.
Most legendary shit you did on the whole
that shit was hard.
Trip.
But yeah. So, like, yeah,
Let's start from the beginning, though.
Okay, so the first day you go out there.
Mind y'all, if y'all want to watch these videos, make sure you go to Mr. Organic Vlogs.
Yeah.
All these things. He got one vlog where he got the whole Hawaii understanding.
Yeah, get home.
It's an hour plus, right?
Yep.
That one, and he got a bunch of ones that was individualized if you ain't got the attention span for the 2 hour MOOC. I would say watch the 2 hour MOOC.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna be. Yeah, it's gonna be the full understanding. Don't skip no ads. Watch from beginning to end if y'all want to visualize this and actually see it yourself after you get done hearing the story. But yeah, start from the beginning. So they showed you how to do the spear gun.
Yeah, they showed me all the stuff. So we sat there and learned how to do the spear gun, and he explained all the stuff to us. And then you
dude wouldn't understand your personality either. He was like a little wasn't getting it too quick.
Nah,
the quick talk was too crazy at first.
Yeah, he was serious about that spear fishing.
He wasn't
shit.
Playing.
He won with the land type, but he actually cool as hell. You know what I'm saying?
He seemed cool.
Super cool.
When I was talking to him.
Yeah, he's super cool. Yep. So like we learned
he broke
everything.
His equipment too.
I did. I'm gonna explain. Can I get to that
okay,
part.
Okay, well hurry up then, nigga. You going
process,
too slow.
Skip it out in there.
So hey, like, going too slow. Hurry
so
up.
Yeah, so he gave us all the equipment shit. It's a lot. So then we like boom. Okay, now we go.
Because it's broken swim. Up into 2 days.
Yep, 2 days. So the first day is just training. So you gotta swim out like a half a mile. Might be longer than that. I don't know, but it's far. Far than a bitch, man.
The three says it was about 5 miles out from the shore.
Might have been, nigga. Shit. So you got to wake up crack ass at dawn.
You got a shark tattooed on your back, brother.
I am a shark.
You swim like a shark.
I do.
So
but shit, nigga, this with all this shit going on. So it's sink or swim, right? But anyway, it's like, we swim all the way out there. Now when you swim all the way out there, you got to learn how to Dive down there, learn how to hold your breath, how to equalize. Your ears going to be popping. It's different from scuba diving because it's just straight on you. It's all on you.
So he don't give you the, he give you, you got to swim out 5 miles and then he can tell you what to do from there.
Yeah, he told you what it was going
to
do.
Ain't nowhere to rest over there.
Ain't no resting. Nigga, you in the ocean, brother. Your rest is your kicking. So we out there, and mind you, going to be out there for 3-4 hours in that water straight.
Right.
So you out there 3-4 hours just kicking in the water. You're not, it's a floaty thing. You can rest on a little bit, but I
was. Is it only one?
It's only one.
And they so got only like one person the, can rest at a time.
Yeah. And they got all your stuff in there. So like stuff you want to put in there, all the guns and shit is in there.
Okay.
So but it's float. You can't.
You had
sit
your
on.
Jewelry on too. You
yeah, I didn't know I had to do that to stunt. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I had to be the first nigga to really do that. I thought it was legendary.
That was like down up top level.
I had to do that there for the culture.
Yep.
I had to do that for the culture. And I thought it was dope. So yeah, so when we get out there, like boom, okay, boom, we're gonna go dive down, see if you could dive down, touch the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's probably like 17.
I should have actually go see if my wedding ring was over there. Go find it. I lost that motherfucker there. 5-6 that what?
You ain't insured that motherfucker?
No, I forgot.
You forgot you did.
I did.
Got that back.
I got Jazz insured, but I forgot mine.
Damn.
So yeah, just big in Hawaii. Somebody about to come up big on that.
Oh, for sure. That's why I thought too.
Big diamonds, that big white gold.
When I almost died, I get to that part. I thought niggas gonna come up on me. Yeah. But so I go down to the bottom. It's like 17, 20 feet. That ain't too deep. Then what we be in the pool, right? A pool is 10.
Nah, the most you go in a pool type community, 12 feet.
And that's
That's and your ears be tight
and you be hurt. And
yes,
it look mega deep, right?
Yes,
that
do.
Is true. And that's the deepest gonna be a 12.
And you be trying to swim up
and
real
you like,
fast.
Yeah, you like nigga, that's deep.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's like this is 17 to 20 minimum.
At least double.
Especially your brain never been there.
Yep.
And you just raw just threw you out there.
Yep.
So you go down initially. I wasn't even touching the bottom at first. Like, boom, came back up. Swear, nigga, I'm about to die. I'm like, I can't do this shit. The girl goes, she go
How
down.
How many times
there.
You had to equalize on the way down? Did you have to equalize at all?
I equalized like twice.
Okay.
So 2 to 3 times. Equalize is when you blow your ears or you just move your jaw. So when you're doing free diving, you want to just like blow from your ear up.
Like what you'll do on an airplane.
Yeah. So like when you scuba dive, you want to push with your tongue to the roof of your mouth and blow it hard.
Yeah.
But when you scuba down, you want to just...
That'd be scary, though, because you feel like you're about to blow your fucking eardrum out.
When you're
out.
Going down, your eardrum feel like it's about to blow out. Like, when you're going down there, your shit is about to explode.
Yeah.
There's no question I'm about to die. I'm about to be deaf. That's how I feel.
You're like...
And it'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But it's mental.
Yeah,
it's
and
tough.
Then you can hear the crackling on your ear as you're going down, too. That shit ain't no joke.
Yeah, you like, nigga, it's over for me. A big goddamn man, dude. You don't
so
feel
imagine
like
the free divers that be on like YouTube, they be going 120 feet deep.
They are
60
insane.
Feet deep.
They insane. It's different, bro.
Yeah.
So the first 2 times I want to get to the bottom, I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm just a real nigga. I can't swim like I thought I could.
So did you get halfway, 3/4?
Like I said, like, I was getting like 3/4 and coming
back.
You
were trying your hardest.
Yeah, like kicking. Because it's hard to kick down. You know what I'm saying? Because it was weight.
Because you got to use your feet.
Yeah.
Not your arms.
Right. So then he realized I was too big, so he had to put an extra weight on me to make sure I get down there.
So you had about how many weights? About 10, 12?
It was like 3 of them big block weights.
Okay, but the big ones, no normal people couldn't have
that. Nah, no one. Come on,
only,
brother.
Only 3.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Gargoyle stones. So I had to put the gargoyle stone straight from Antarctica on there. So like, boom, I went down there, and then I start getting down. Then I get to the bottom. I can feel it. Boom, it's working. Got down there again. Boom, it's working. Okay, I'm like, I can get down there now. Now it's working. I can get to the bottom. So now he's like, okay, now you're going to go down there. He set up the target. Here the gun. The gun is down there.
Yeah.
So you got to go down there.
Oh, so he just threw it down there.
Yep, you go down
there. Get it.
Yep, it's a rock by it. So you're going to swim down, grab
that's
the rock.
You're grabbing, and then you shoot.
Yep, and then you grab the gun, aim, shoot, and then lead the gun, go back up.
Right.
So first time I go down there, boom, I grab it.
So who reloads the gun, him?
He does all that. Okay. I ain't never reload the gun. He told us all that shit. I ain't do it one time.
Okay.
I ain't doing that shit. You do it every time. So we go down there. I'm like, boom. I'm like, my ear buzzing. I get down there, grab the gun. Now I'm down there, shoot the first time. Boom, hit it. You know, I'm a shooter, so I can shoot good. Bullseye, come back. I'm like, woo, but when you're going up,
it's a
scared.
Pretty big target, though.
It is, though. Hey, brother, that's life. So I'm kicking that motherfucker. I'm trying to get up. I'm thinking I'm about to ride the breath every time.
Yeah.
You get up there, woo. She going on her a couple of times. She do it.
How and many then, times did it take her to get down?
Probably like, she probably went down initially with no gun and shit before me.
Yeah.
Like her second time, she
so
did
she
it.
So she got it before you?
Yeah.
So she was definitely
one of the ones.
No question.
Okay. She had beat the three.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
And then when it comes to the gun and grabbing that, lining up, shooting, I got that off the rip. I was doing that faster than her. But she ended up getting it too, hitting the target and everything. She did a great job. So that's the first day.
Right.
Then it's over with. You done been down there for 3 hours.
Not bad. I mean, diving down. Now, going out there,
yeah.
Did she have just as much of a hard time going out there as you did? who was more tired going out?
Nah, going out was nothing.
Okay.
The going out was simple. I wasn't tripping on that. We just kicking
it. It was just after all the activities.
That's where it gets real. So then we done that. He like, okay, now you want to go over here where the turtles at. These big tunnels that push hot water out.
Right.
And they'll push you. It might be a current type push you out to sea, but you go down there where the turtles
water is. Current type.
Yeah, like some cool shit.
Riptide.
But it's a big ass tunnel, two big tunnel holes that'll push you. And it might push you a little bit out, but you can feel the hot air, but it's the turtles down there.
I seen
them
sitting down there.
Right. He like, you want to go over there? I'm like, sure. Imagine we done been out here 3 hours or kicking it. I'm like, okay, let me try it out. So I'm like, boom, I went straight down there off the rip. Boom, I go down there. I get by the turtle, and I feel that gust of, like, push. Ooh, I'm like, I don't like that shit. And I come back up. I seen the turtles. Nigga, I instantly start trotting back because I got nervous.
Yeah, because you pointed at the turtle. And
yeah. I said, fuck that.
You said, look, there they go.
Yep, and I'm out. So then that hot water pushed me, and I felt that current. I'm like, oh, this shit don't feel right. Because nigga's nothing but abyss past there.
Abort mission.
He's like, don't go past where them turtles is or that you feel that hot push, because nigga is nothing but the real ocean that way. So I'm already nervous doing this shit. Once I felt that push, I'm out. Nigga, I got up and then started heading back to shore. I left everybody. Fuck that, nigga. I was like, I don't like this shit.
So you just swam straight to the shore?
I just started swimming to shore. Bad move, boy. You know me? One of the biggest mistakes I ever did in my life, boy. Yeah, punch it, nigga. And he dropped the bomb on you, fuck nigga. So, as I say, nigga, I'm out. I don't like the way that felt. She went down there, went lower to me.
She did, I see that.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm going. I left him.
Yeah.
So I start going back.
So you were already gone. In that part of the video, you were already gone?
I'm going. When I come up, I'm gone. Oh, I'm going back. I'm quit. So as I'm going back, because I don't like how it felt. So as I'm going back, I'm going fast. I'm swimming underwater.
So you panic?
I kind of panicked. Swimming underwater, I'm going back. I'm going back. Fuck these motherfuckers. I'm leaving them. And I come up out of the water one night. Because, you know, you had to snorkel. The best way to have to snorkel out, you just swim under the water. You go faster. Use your feet. Yeah. You're going good and crisp. But you can't, because we far away from shore. It ain't no just look through the water, see shore. Now, we like a half a mile back. Yeah. So you don't know where you're at. You're just going straight. So one time I popped my head up when I was swimming, and I'm a little bit to the side. The shore and everybody else like over there. I'm like, nigga, I didn't want heading that way. I was going like this. How the fuck I end up over here? So I'm like, no, I don't like that. It might be pushing me out. I got to swim on top of the water so I can see where the fuck I'm going. Right. Might be a little slower, but I can see, nigga.
Right.
So I'm like on top of the water, but I'm going slow than the motherfucker, nigga.
Are you still breathing through the snorkel?
A little bit, because that wave's still coming.
And they be going in. And
come on, bro.
In the water. I hate that shit. I hate scuba. I hate snorkeling. I hate it.
So you know, because you've been there. So when you snorkel, bro, it's tough because you ain't using your regular water. And I mean, your regular breathing.
So let me just simplify it. So when you breathing through the snorkel, right? It's like you're breathing, because you try to breathe regular like how you would if you were on land.
Right.
But then you'd be breathing and it already feels like anxiety a little bit because it's going through a tube.
Come on,
but then
man.
You got these things on your feet.
Right.
You got to, you know what I'm saying? And then you're trying to breathe regular, and then all it takes to fuck up your whole breathing pattern is one gust of a wave of ocean water going
in. And it's going
to
go in there. You got to spit it out. then your mask get water, and you got to take this off. Put it back on. Boom, more water. And then goddamn it, shake it off. The mask, boom. Then the snorkel get more water. Get your throat, salt-ass water, spit it out. And then the wave's still coming. Now you got to kick. You still got to kick, keep your legs afloat, nigga. You know what
Thanks,
I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And it's still fucking a half a mile to the land.
And you still gotta wonder what's in this fucking ocean.
It's sharks. They been having reports that the sharks been chewing niggas. I seen a big ass seal when I was swimming down. Nobody saw it but me. Yeah. And they big as hell.
I swear with the seals about shit. Yeah, for sure. Them bitches, and they swim. They're like little torpedoes in that motherfucker.
Like, I said, y'all see the seal? No, we just see it. Yeah. I said, what? But
quick.
They big.
Yeah.
Sharks. And you start thinking about sharks.
You start thinking all sorts of shit. Because you like, nigga, we don't even know where the fuck we at. We don't know what's in this water. We don't know how deep this shit is.
Think about everything when you're out there.
Yes, you
bro.
Do. You do.
So, like I said, I was underwater.
And you already tired. You panicking.
I've been out there 3-4 hours. Yep. It pushed me out and like it. So I'm fighting on top of the. I'm on top of that shit, fighting, trying to get back. And I'm going slow than a bitch, but I'm going hard.
Yeah.
So it's tiring me out now, for real. Now I'm panicking. Like, hold on. I'm kind of tired.
I'm feeling gas.
Let me look.
You old.
And I'm old as fuck. So let me look. I don't even see the nigga or the floaty or her. She went around the other way. She already in front of me because she went the straight way. So I look and I see her, but she's like 200 yards in front of me, closer to the shore.
That's far.
Right. And I don't see this nigga nowhere. He got the floaty. I don't know where he at. So if the floaty was near me, nigga, I would have got on that bitch.
It just stayed there.
Nigga, what?
SOS.
SOS. Because listen, she gone. She said she saw me too. Like, I didn't know. I had to make it to shore. Like, I had to make one of
them. She was white too.
Yeah, she was dead. That's why she kept going. She's like, I seen you, but it was like, shit. Right. So I'm like, fuck.
Only the strong survive.
Nigga, so my heart start beating. I'm like, I don't see this nigga. I see the kids over there. She over there. Everybody's far from me. And I'm tight feeling the current pushing me. So I get on that water again. I'm going fast. I'm getting a little better, going quicker. And I look up. It's still a little bit to the side, but I'm still moving faster. So now I'm going hard as I can. Now I'm tired again. I look up. Now I'm tired and I'm fighting like with the wave. Now I'm on top of this, start like treading water, like fighting, like, oh, calm down, three of them, relax.
So was now the legs still above water, or was they starting to sag?
No, my leg, I was straight up like this.
Right.
So now I'm fighting like this under the water, like this, like looking around, breathing, trying to catch myself, like relax. Cause I'm trying to fight in the water. I'm not going nowhere.
The best of you too.
Yeah. So I'm like, nigga, I'm finna die. I'm finna die, nigga. I'm getting tired. Oh shit, it's still a long way. So I'm like, fuck, relax. So I got calm and I started just thinking. And I said, okay. And I put it back in my mouth and I just like, then I went here. So I didn't go all the way underwater, but I went enough so all my body but my eyes can still see. So I got a little faster. So now I'm like this with the feet and I'm like this under the water. So it's like this. So
looking
I was like
looking
this.
Like a crocodile.
Yeah, so when I was like this, you got moved because you don't see nothing but you all the way underwater. Yeah. So now like this with the water, I can still see. So I'm like, I'm going a little better with my feet. So I'm like, okay, this is better. And then I start going hard. And then all of a sudden, I'm kicking. I'm like, okay, I can get closer. And I start seeing more people coming closer. Then I kick the ground. Then I felt the coral. I'm like, oh, I'm tight by the ground. So I said, nigga, this is my time.
I need rest.
This is my time to shine. Fuck a rest, nigga. I'm finna go crazy. So I start kicking the coral.
Oh, shit.
Breaking that shit like Godzilla. I destroyed the whole ego. I destroyed Hawaii. I destroyed Hawaii, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was kicking the coral.
You broke out of the underwater ecosystem?
Man, I broke all that. You know it take 100 years for one chunk.
Yeah.
Nigga, I broke at least, motherfucker, 200 yards of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I was cruising. I was jumping off that shit. People just looking at me. It's little kids sitting there close to me like, what is this guy doing? They don't know I was fighting for my life. Because by this time, I'm close to the shore. But it still feel far to me, nigga. Yeah. I ain't. So everybody looking at me. I'm,
so you use that shit like a sidewalk. Did dude say you ain't supposed to be stepping on the coral?
You never touch the coral, bro. That's the Hawaii. Sorry, Hawaii. But by the time I get to the sand, I'm at the sand now. Boom, boom. Then I'm so tired that the wave hit me. Boom, knocked me down. Boom, boom, on my back. And I get back up. Oh, help me. And I'm laying on the sand. Then the air, and I finally roll over, take the thing. I'm sitting on the sand that's on my butt that's sitting there. There's kids over there sitting there chilling, eating beef jerky, looking at me like... I'm just sitting there like this, looking up like. And I didn't get up for like a minute. Waves come, boom, push me down a little bit.
He's just like, fuck it, I'm on land.
I looked down, I broke the whole fin. My whole right fin shattered. I broke it on the coral. I broke the whole motherfucking fin, brother. I broke it. I was kicking that shit. I fucked it up.
So you told me I still got the wound whole on my, flappy part.
I still
of
got the
fin?
Wound on. Look at my legs, man. My legs. Look at was this. It? This all coral, nigga. Look at that. I was fucking that shit up.
So it was the whole flappy part.
Broke
of the
all
fin.
That. That's all.
So but the part that's on the foot, that was all that was left.
All was left.
Just that rubber part.
So all this was broke in the middle, but like this part was still there, like the side. But all the fin part out of there.
Oh, so you just had the
like the string part.
You just had the wall part. Of
yeah,
the
wall. That's
everything
it.
In the middle.
Interior.
Was gone.
Obsolete, gone. I was kicking. I had to make it, but it was two times I thought it was a wrap. When I stopped that first time to tread the water, and then I looked over and I didn't see him, I said, oh, because you got to know them waves still busting. So yeah. I'm like looking for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you sitting there chilling like, man, where they at? No, you like tired.
You think it ain't like, it ain't like the lakes in Minnesota?
No, the waves is coming. You like, help me. Help me shit. I believe. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a nigga. Yeah. I wanted to scream help so bad.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I was going to die. I want to say, help me.
Too much pride ego.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to die. I wanted for the call these motherfuckers help me, bitch, embarrass me. And it was nothing that serious. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I wanted to yell, but I just couldn't.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't find yourself to sum it up to do it.
I was looking for the nigga and I couldn't find him. I was like, about to say help. But I was like, these niggas ain't going to laugh at me calling for some help. I was going to die. I had a 50,000 on my neck. Somebody's going to come up, big treasure chest, to pull me out the ground.
So real quick. So I got to ask this.
Yeah.
Which one, because there's two moments I know, I mean, aside from like street shit.
Right.
Or like on just a regular life living shit.
Right.
Where you just felt like you was about to die. And I need to know which one was worse.
Right.
Which, because these are both two extreme times.
Yeah.
The one you just told us about in the ocean in Hawaii, spear fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one where you was eating a steak and you almost choked?
Ooh, that was crazy.
Which one? Which one was more like
the... I think the steak. The steak was... I thought it was a rat blood. I ain't gonna hold you. I fully saw my whole life laughing from my eyes, boy. Because you know...
Can you give a quick recap to that for the people that don't know the story?
It was, yeah, if y'all want to go back, it's on one of the first earlier podcasts. But yeah, man, I was eating meal prep, man, eating steak. And this at this time, tip of my teeth, my back was going back in my mouth.
Yeah, he ain't had the porcelain motherfuckers.
Ah, I got them now. But it was out of there, man. The molars was up out of there, you know what I'm saying? Right. They fell out, you know what I'm saying, nigga? So it's like, when I eat steak, it's like, I got to eat with the front. You barely can chew them. So
you had
like,
the granny gums.
Yeah, so it's hard chewing. You got to chew that shit a lot. But I'm rushing. I came out from the gym, eating my meal prep. I'm just rushing, eating it. And it been a couple times you type, because you said you had some steak before, and it was like, did that, right?
Shit was crazy.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, shit crazy. That steak at that motherfucking meal prep place wasn't no joke.
Yeah, because you happened to you.
Man, that shit was like paper towel, man.
And so you got to super chew it, so it's like, no homo sapiens, so it's like, I'm chewing the motherfucker up, but I'm rushing, eating some get a little, I'm like, man, I don't got to hurry up, eat it. And then one time I just eat it, I rush it down, it was right there in my throat, stuck.
And how they cut the steak was big. It was like long layers of steak, and it was big strips, and they was thick than the bitch.
Yeah.
Pause.
So, you know no homo sapiens. So once it gets, I promise you, once it's stuck, you know it's stuck. So then you realize, so if you just put your, like, hold your throat like you trying to swallow, but you can't do it like that, and you realize there is no air going in your body.
Right.
So you could just do that as try, like, it's nothing going on. So once you realize it's stuck, you're like, how long do I got? So I'm like, it's not going down. I'm like, oh, shit. So once I did it, I'm like, I try to get up. I get up, and I'm in my drawers. I got some Grinch drawers on, too, nigga. I'm about to go out bad. They about to roast me. So I'm thinking about all that shit, like, god damn. So I get up, I'm like, I can't breathe. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And I run to the sink, and I swear to God, nigga, I never forget this. I start seeing statistics of people dying from choking. I saw the nigga Prodigy from Mobb Deep because he choked on the egg. Mm-hmm. I start seeing all this shit in my eyes like, niggas die like this all the time, nigga. I'm not no exception. This nigga, I could die from this. So I ran to the kitchen. I grabbed a sink. I'm like, I saw a knife. I grabbed a motherfucking knife. And I was like, I was going to stab it from the interior and just go try to poke it out. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Either throw up or knock that bitch loose or something. So I'm about to go there before
I was about to cut throat.
Yeah, you said, yeah, I'm going to come through there and just goddamn Iron Man my shit. No, I was going to poke the interior mook and just knock it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was a butter knife. It wasn't no motherfucking...
I'm pretty sure she did some damage.
Oh, for sure.
Some bitch should be having some charaded ends.
That is true. So I grabbed that sink. I'm like, nigga, I got one chance. Either I'm going to try to squeeze this shit as hard as I can down my throat or grab that motherfucker and just poke that bitch down. So I'm on the edge. I'm like, I just breathe deep as I can. I said, and that motherfucker said, and it went down. I said, oh, shit. Nigga, I just held my heart, just lay down on the ground, just laid there like, thank you, God. I thought it was over. Nigga, I'm in my drawer. I got Grinch drawers on. Nigga's about to come in there and embarrass. You probably choke from that. You probably shitting yourself and all type of shit on the way out. You probably gonna go out bad. So I was thinking about that, like, no.
You shitting on yourself in your Grinch drawers?
I went out like this, all this shit I did in the streets. I done did all this shit. I'm about to die choking on some meat.
The funniest shit is he called me right after it happened.
It was so real, bro.
Slim almost just died, bro.
Swear to God.
He said, I'd have been over here just laid out, nigga. Oh, so that one's definitely worse than the actual Hawaii.
Yeah, it was worse because I didn't know it was there. Like, the time was ticking.
But like, how far would you say is close, though? Like, was it close to the steak? Because the steak, you thought you for sure.
No, it was close. It was, the steak was more physical.
So let's say the steak is 10.
See, the steak was 10 because it was physically like, nigga, it's there.
Right.
It ain't no game. Nigga, if you don't fix this, you're going to die.
Right.
This was more mental. I was thinking the current was pushing me.
It's tight physical because your body was hurt,
right? I know, but it was mental because my body was going off my mind.
Okay, I'm
thinking the current is pushing me. I'm thinking sharks coming. I'm thinking I'm too far from the land.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm tired, but I wasn't that tired. You know what I'm saying? So it was more thinking than it was physical. So I think I was just getting
so... You panicked.
So I was panicking.
But people die when
they
panic.
They die when they panic. That's what you die from, the panic.
Yeah.
So that's when I think that second time when I just said, I relaxed. I'm like, I'm good. And I just... boom, put my head right there and just went. And then I start going. But nigga, I was panicking.
Were you still winded when you were doing
that? I was winded, bro. I was winded because I was fighting so hard for no reason, wasn't going nowhere. Because I'm fighting like this against the water. I was panicking. Yeah. So I'm fighting on top of the water.
Even when she was coming, you was on it. Did you feel winded when you were found your pace?
But I had to keep thinking. I had to keep mentally staying on pace. If I wasn't trying to go fast and hurry up, I wouldn't have made it.
Right.
So I had to be like, I'm cool. Just kick them feet. You good. Look up. Okay, you're moving. That's when I hit the coral. Like, boom, I'm here. That's when I said, fuck all that shit. Let's go.
Be gone.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
I touched the little land. I'm cool.
Yeah, so it was.
Now, when you hit the land, was you flat footed or was you on type on tippy toes?
It was tippy toes still. So
that's why the middle.
Yeah, it wasn't no, like, I could go down there and kick up, but it still was like I'm hitting the fins to push up.
Oh, but you weren't just so I'm vertical like this, on that
one. I'm on the fins pushing the shit. That's why I'm broken. Because I'm finning it up. Yeah. It wasn't like on the foot. It was just walking.
There we go.
I'm cool.
Okay.
If I'm just walking, nigga, I'd have been like, fuck it. Fuck this coral. I'm finna walk across. No, it was still.
But you were still going up and under.
Yeah, nigga.
Even on tippy toe.
So I'm kicking it off the coral like. You know what I'm saying? That's why I broke the fin.
So what about the right one, though? The right one didn't break?
The right one broke. The left one didn't break.
The left one didn't break.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one.
But you got marks on your left leg.
Yeah, my legs, because I was scraping
But your right leg, was you scraping your right leg too?
I didn't. I don't think so. No, I probably did, though. I forgot. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But my leg was bleeding. I got like a hyper orange color blood like this.
And that was just the first day.
That was the first day. So the second day,
there we go.
I was nervous, but I was prepared. Right. I knew it was still we had to go so far out. I said, God damn.
Did y'all go the same distance or longer the second day?
Longer to me, it felt like.
Okay.
But it was because this one we got to fish.
But you still had the weights on the first day too. You ain't telling about that.
But you supposed to have the weights on, I guess, because everybody had the weights on still. I think you supposed to keep them on. I guess keep you, because I might keep you goddamn centered.
I thought you could put them on the buoy tight.
You could though.
Yeah.
Probably should have.
Yeah.
So second day I was more prepared. I was still, nigga, I said no matter what, I'm not leaving this buoy. Nigga, the entire time I'm out there, I'm holding the buoy. I'm riding with the buoy. Nigga, the whole time. Nigga, I didn't leave the buoy the whole time.
That was your buoy.
Every time
that
I go
was
down
your buoy.
There, nigga, that is me buoy, but it's attached to him. So every time I go down there and shoot, I come right up, grab the buoy.
Yeah.
While she going doing hers, I'm on top of the buoy, sitting there. Conserving all the energy.
Just in case for the long haul.
Because I was preparing my mind. So on the way back, you know what I did on the way back?
What's
that? I rolled on top of that bitch the entire way back.
He was pulling it.
Yep, he was pulling it.
You said I'm kicking.
Yeah, I stayed on it the whole entire time.
Just right there floating.
The entire time. On top of that bitch though, like this, full body. It was like this big.
About Shorty though?
She had to fend for herself. Bitch left me the first time. Bitch, what are you talking about? She made it. She was tired this time though. She was like wiped out early. She was wiped out early.
Yeah.
And
you caught some good fish.
I did. That was legendary, bro.
Did she hit any?
Nah, she tried though, but
she ain't kill one?
Not one.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
She tried though. But listen, that was one of the
most. So does that count as spear fishing if you ain't kill one?
Yeah, but she was with me, brother. She was with the God.
Nah, that type don't count.
You know what I'm saying? We're
going to eat. You got to throw one in the dome, type.
We going to eat, man. We going to eat.
You got to catch your body, though.
You know, you got to.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to. I knew I was going to get mine. I wasn't tripping. I knew I would kill me something.
So here's the thing. I've done a form of free diving before, but I never spearfished, right? The reason why I never spearfish is I'm going to keep it G.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for the fish.
You is killing something.
Yeah, you killing something. Like, I ain't, like, cause I don't even like hunting, like, with deers and shit
like
that.
I can't wait to do that.
I know you can. You want to shoot one with a Draco, you said.
Yeah, I want to throw a human out there, like that movie with Ice-T.
Oh, shit, you want to be out there like a hostile, hunting the human type.
Yeah, but yeah. The movie Ice-T is the best one. I forgot the name of that movie. You know what I'm talking about? He was a homeless nigga, and they put him out there in the woods like they was saving him. They're like, kick out, wake up, and they start hunting him.
I can't remember.
That's a legendary movie.
I can't remember that one.
I got to remember the name of it. That's a legendary movie.
They would say it in the comments.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but the thing was is we did a swordfish. I caught. It always was like a dream of mine to catch a swordfish,
right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
So I'm like, you know, we kind of did what you did. Cook it, eat it fresh, slice it, dice it.
Let me put my part on it. That's part of my
story. Yeah, of course. Man. That's legendary. Yeah, for sure. But listen, so next, you know.
Type week.
For sure. But we caught the swordfish, right? I caught one, Jazz caught one, we caught one at the same time. Legendary fish. I said, okay, we're going to keep one. The fish look so legendary. You know, you see it on YouTube and shit. And then
they fly.
They legendary. Blue, Merlin, got the sail up, got the understanding with the nose. It's like everything you thought it would be. But then next thing, we couldn't even put this on our YouTube video on Love and Slim, man.
Oh, yeah.
They hit that bitch in the head with a bat, like a little fuck. It wasn't even a bat, it was like a little mini, little, yeah.
It's heavy little metal, yeah.
Bang, hit that bitch on his head. I felt so bad, I ain't gonna lie to you. Then that motherfucker squirmed a little bit, then he hit him on the head again. I said, Hey, let the second one go, man. Let that motherfucking second one go. Put it back in the water. Put it back in the water, man. Because I didn't expect how it would go. Because usually, you know, you see them like grab it with the hook thing. When they go to the boat, they hook them with that big ass Candyman hook.
Oh, yeah.
Even that would have been kind of, but damn, bro, that motherfucking eyes was already big, but then them bitches got big as fuck when they hit the head. Brain. Come on, bro. And I said, damn. I felt bad. And then the nigga, we on the way in, and he's just sitting there dead in the motherfucker. I said, I'm a legendary artistic type looking fish. Oh,
so swift, so, you know what I'm saying, brilliant in
they
the water.
Cold. They They definitely,
one of the ones.
Yep. For sure. Yep. So I said, damn, man, with we killed that motherfucker. Yeah, but then, you know, it was cool and all that. But yeah, now tell yours.
Yeah, that
because you down there really. Nigga, looking at it, and then the part that makes it so sad with the hunting is like, I always thought about like, imagine if you was a deer,
right?
Or a moose or some
shit.
Do
you never know they got families and kids or
they
moms?
Got real lives, bro. And then, you know, I believe in the stuff when you come back, afterlife could be something different.
Yeah.
Do you believe in that? Hell yeah, for sure. Okay.
Where was you was before you were a human?
No, I'm not saying like fully like that, brother. I'm saying like, I believe that that could be a possibility.
Okay.
I don't know about the whole understanding with it, but maybe it could. You got to think though, maybe if you don't come back as an animal, the thing is I think they got feelings and shit.
They definitely do.
For sure. They feel pain and shit. They got nerves and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And they communicate with the other deers.
Yeah.
They got some form of a social life. I don't know what the fuck going on. I just got to imagine. You know, I treat people as I want to be treated.
Yeah.
If I was a deer and I'm just grazing and snacking on some grass, I would not like for a motherfucker to just all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'll be watching on Instagram them big, they do them big spear fishing when they be hitting them big tunas with that.
Yeah. Like, tunas are legendary fish. I got to catch me one.
They be riding with that motherfucker with that big ass spear. Yeah.
That's the next fish I want to catch.
Boom!
Bluefin tuna.
And they be cheating. Fin. They be dropped right by them.
Man, and then them bitches be big as us, bro. Yeah. But in the water, they look so small. You get them out that bitch, they big
that's
as
even
us.
That's even them fish. Like, some of them fish look so small. And I hit them and they came out. I'm like, damn.
They're big ass fish.
Yeah, so it was like. To me, I don't know. I'm retarded. So.
But you know what I'm saying, though, nigga. Yeah, motherfuckers just eating on some grass and bang.
Yeah,
just,
I like that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Then the motherfucker, you run for your life.
Yeah, I like that.
That shit brutal, shit.
I like to kill. I ain't gonna lie.
But it is brutal.
It is, though. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was like my favorite.
How do you feel about people killing the lions and all the top level?
Get them all.
Niggas be hunting the lions. That's kill such em. A majestic animal.
Kill them.
Damn.
They kill.
Shit.
Nigga, they belong to us. These are animals.
Ah, oh, fuck.
They're here for our music,
see,
man.
He's just a killer.
Yeah,
he's,
I am.
So he's like, a killer, motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure. So I when I hit that motherfucker, I just was so excited because I was down there. Because even though you see it looked like it's just I'm hovering, I ain't going that deep. You still got to go down there, hold your breath,
follow
it, because they be swimming. They just don't wait for you.
Say anyway,
and they little, guns. So I know how to do it. So you keep that arm extended. And like the first one I hit, I had to aim up. So I knew it was going to go up because I saw him kept doing that. So I was like, I'm just going to aim it. And I shot it. It went right up to it. Bing. And I hit it. I was like, oh.
And he said, I ain't going to lie. I watched it on your channel. The angle, he crazy. Was down.
Yep.
And then, like, you got to understand. So if a fish is going by like this and you're facing a fish.
Yep.
It's not easy to hit none of these fish underwater, but that's going to be easier to hit it directly like this.
Facts.
Three is coming swimming down, and then the fish is facing this way. So he's catching the skinny part of the body like this, and he shot that nigga right in the middle of his head.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, that was a cold shot, bro.
That's what he said.
That was a cold shot.
He said, I don't know how you shot him or how you did that.
Because it's literally like this narrow.
Yep. And then the
arrow's about that thin.
Yeah, he hit it right on top of the head. Coop. It went straight through. Coop.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I thought that was wild.
That was my first shot. Thank you. And that was in the coral. Because if you see the video when I hit him, tink, it got stuck.
Yep.
So I tried to yank it.
And then dude said, hey, hold on. You about to break the hole.
You know me, I wanted my full glory. Swim up with it, nigga. Let me get my glory. That's why the next one I came and double back got it crisp.
Yep.
But it was stuck in the coral.
It was because it has like a little thing that goes.
That flips, so it locks him in.
So that way the fish can pull off with it.
Yeah, so he had to go and grab it. So that was crazy. Then the second one, I just really got him. I just ping.
Yep.
Then after that, it was on. I just started busting him every time. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That shit crazy.
I start busting him every time. I got like
you
five.
Walked up, I was going to say you walked up with like five fish.
Yeah, five or fish.
And then you went and cooked them.
That was the best part.
Okay,
the best part to me was the whole experience, bro. Like, we did that, and he told me, like, go
to this restaurant.
Go to this restaurant. And then we go there. It's like right on Waikiki Beach, though. It wasn't like, no, you think it'd be a duck off little Chinese restaurant on the back wave, like in the hood, got the motherfucking fried rice. So, no, we go there. It's in a big ass, like, mall type.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, bro, you sent me to the right place? He's like, yeah. So we go to the back, their restaurant. I'm like, okay. This is like a cool restaurant. And then I saw the restaurant. Like, no, they with it.
Yeah.
So I saw the ladies. I'm like, oh, they with it. They was acting.
And then you was talking crazy,
great time. You know, I'll get them. The lady was like, oh, whatever.
Go watch the vlog on
this. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious for sure.
You know how to get my three of them talk.
But the cool thing is, y'all can just watch the whole thing at one time. So then y'all can go
the
back
full
after
experience.
Hearing this and you're going to really get it.
Yeah, it was dope, man. And when she was like, okay, we can do, because I didn't know this was going to cook it.
Right.
But when she was like, okay, we can saute this one, sweet and sour. We can fly this one. We can do this one, open fry pan. I'm like, what? Y'all really finna cook these bitches? Yeah. I'm like, this is cold. I go there and sit. And they brought them out.
You had the whole smorgasbord of this.
Man, I got with fried rice for the hood. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to go for the fried rice. But it was legendary, bro. That was one of my best experiences of my life. Just to hunt something, cook it, eat it. That was raw.
So that was your first time hunting?
My first time hunting. Wanted to hunt, man. I want to do the shit in Texas when they shoot them pigs out the chopper and all that.
Oh, yeah, them invasive pigs.
Yeah,
invasive species. Yeah, we want to kill them. See, that's a little different.
Yeah, they got to go. Yeah, so I want to do that. I'm going to go to Texas and do that one day. But that was fun. That was legendary. That was my favorite part. But that Jurassic Park shit was dope, too. That was last minute.
That was dope.
That on last minute.
That was 3 days. I didn't even have that. He was supposed to go to Waimea Bay Rock and jump off
I was done with the water. After I survived that water, I wasn't going back to no fucking water. I was done with the water.
What about the submarine? You did the submarine.
Submarine was cold, too.
Come on.
Submarine was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Underwater and shit. Yeah. People was cool right there. And we ate on the beach. That was dope. But that Jurassic Park thing. And I did it. And because you got to book it in advance. That's why I saw Skinny was out there.
Yeah, I seen him Skinny.
Yeah, Skinny was there. Yep. And it was so legendary because
he was out there with his wife and kids,
right? And it was like I ran into him and said I was dope. And he booked this shit in advance. Like a real person. You know, his wife, big white man, Mo, she had this shit structured. They got the one where you could drive the ATV through the whole shit.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was the real what you want. You drive it yourself, you go through all the terrain.
See everything, roll up on the skulls.
And they had one you could get on horses, you could do it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like raw.
Big ATV, though.
The ATV, raw, but it's still dope to be on a horse, nigga. You riding a horse.
You really out there western type.
Yeah, that's player.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers be getting fucked up on the horses.
Oh, I know, nigga.
Motherfuckers get fucked up on four
Christopher Reed,
too.
Both of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I got the regular one. It was only like 50 bucks, but you sit in the bus. But I didn't know you get out and all that. It was legendary to me.
Yeah, you were stepping on going down.
Yeah, you get out,
go through Island type.
Yeah, that was raw. Like, that alone was enough for me.
Yeah, I thought that was cold.
Seeing the whole shit, it was beautiful, bro. Yeah. So I enjoyed myself overwhelmingly, you know what I'm saying, at the
And you were saying the Ritz-Carlton, the most five-star.
And it was so cool. Did whatever I want. Everything was on point.
We had full massages, spa days.
Full massage
days. I wish you got more with the spa day, though. You was funny when you were talking before the spa.
I got him.
That was a good...
Kelly Robinson.
For sure. Hey, I was just watching I Spy again the other day. Just I had to just for the sake of it. For sure.
Kelly Robinson the motherfucker.
Yeah, I was full Kelly Robinson. Might as well put in 50 because I ain't never gonna lose.
I'm never gonna lose. Put that in the blood. Oh, so I should have got more, but I really was enjoying myself. Really was getting some comfort because you know body was raising havoc. Sun was burning me up and burnt my scalp a little bit.
Oh yeah, seen it.
I got to come with some Mr. Organic Skin sunscreen for niggas. I got to drop that
for sure
because I needed some.
That'd be a banger.
It would be.
That'd be a banger.
You know what I'm saying? I just brought the honey back, Gargoyle Honey. Make sure you go to gargoylehoney.com, man.
Because you're also doing, like, on the Gargoyle Honey, you're also doing, like, what do you...
I'm giving three trips with a plus one for everybody to the Caribbean with the God. You know what I'm saying? 333 of the jars will be signed by me, but three of the jars...
Personally.
Personally. Three of the jars have a golden ticket in there. You get the golden ticket jar.
Big Willy Wonka, motherfucker.
Yep, you get a trip, full pay trip to the Caribbean, you and the person... With Mr. Organic, three different people win that. So, it's going to be an experience. I'm just happy.
OrganicLifestyle.com, right?
No, Gargoyle Honey. I set Gargoyle up a whole honey. Site. Yep,
shit.
Yep, Honey. GargoyleHoney.com, man.
The website was legendary, too. I like that,
appreciate
brother.
That,
I ain't going to lie to you.
It is top level, man.
I remember I clicked it from your video.
It's real. And then it's the pre-order.
The presentation is cold, too.
Cold.
That shit looked majestic.
It is.
I ain't going to lie.
And we still built it. That ain't even like the final presentation. Like, it's going to be crazier than that. Because, you know, I'm into collectibles now, so I want to have something that.
It look a little darker, too. Or is it the presentation, or is that just...
It's the real deal, honey. It's a different type of raw
honey. It's always darker when it got that real shit, right?
It's that real good, pure honey. That's the golden food that King Tutnam used to eat, man.
Yeah.
It's the only food you need.
Did you ever eat the honey with the honeycomb?
With the comb, of course. Yeah. That's top level. When I first was
waxy
getting,
and shit, though. I don't
really... you got to be... And there's little babies in there.
I want to go like Africa and get that bitch out of the tree type in.
Yeah.
They be eating that shit.
Yeah, when they climb up with the monkey feet.
Yeah, I want to do that, too. I want to eat one of them motherfuckers.
I want to climb up the tree and do that.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, the luau was dope, too. Don't forget that.
The
food was garbage. Was your luau food garbage?
The food's garbage.
The food always garbage, right?
It's always the presentation.
It's the presentation.
Food,
the story.
Cold, weak, set out.
The stories is legendary. What I took from it, you know me, I'm a historical individual, so I like listening.
Historian.
But so what I looked at, like, these white motherfuckers really just conquered all these islands, man. Only island that was saved, they explained it thoroughly. Only one island that fought and kept their shit was Tongan, the Tongan Islands. Them some big ferocious niggas. Mm. But Samoa, Fiji, Tahiti, Hawaii. The white people came there and massacred and took it over, nigga.
Gave it up.
Great. And then they propaganded them, make them sell the land for 1,500 for 40,000 acres and shit like that, start running a game on them. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. But they explained, I'm like, damn, they really conquered these people's shit, man. It's lovely, beautiful
shit.
That's
why them natives don't be fucking with them.
Damn, they told the story. I'm looking like,
and then you got to think, it's another sad situation to it, too, is that the native people of Hawaii, how they kind of taking over their land, they can't even afford to live in their own land.
Because it's so expensive. Hawaii is expensive. Don't get it.
I mean, it ain't no difference in what they did with the Native Americans.
Ain't no difference. Ain't no different. And these people so nice, so pure. They got a legendary culture.
Yep.
Just how they shit look.
It's like there's Southern hospitality and then there's Hawaiian hospitality.
Right.
Yep. It's like saying
some cool ass people, man. And they got dope style, dope shit they do. You know what I'm saying? I rock with them people, man.
Yep.
It was a legendary experience, man. Like, and it's expensive too. Don't get it misconstrued. Like, nigga, I could have went. What I spent there, I could have went anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
Hawaii ain't cheap. You know what I'm saying? At all.
Yeah, what you paid to be in Hawaii, shit, me and Jazz paid that to be in Dubai.
Facts. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. We was fully for it. Five-star
That's
living.
True. That is true. So it ain't cheap, but it was well worth it. It's somewhere I always want to go. So, man, that was dope. Appreciate you setting it up for me, man.
No, for sure. I just want to see you go more and live more and do
more. There's
more
to come.
For sure. More to come. Man, y'all got that right there, man. Make sure y'all go to my Dog Men Story Gang's Hawaii vlog. Watch the whole two-hour one. And go watch all the clip ones, too. You know what I'm saying? Just why not double up if y'all fuck with us? Come on, man.
Get right, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was the episode today, man. We just break it down, the Hawaiian trip. We had to talk about that because it was monumental. My dog set it up for me. Him and his wife, Jazz, you know.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Appreciate
that. And it was a legendary experience, man. You know, and they got me back hooked on candy, but it's cool.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even know that day you quit
candy. How funny was that? I quit a month.
You always say shit like that.
But nah, I'm for real. But
yeah, that one was for real.
It was crazy because it was documented in the vlog, too.
That's crazy. And then I just showed up with two big ass.
Hilarious.
Speaking of, you got some of that candy?
Yeah, it's down there. I've been fucking with it, but it's still there.
Oh, yeah, about to go terrorize, man. Hey, y'all got your episode right there, man.
Yeah, man, make sure you
stay tuned for the next one.
Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, man. Make sure you comment on Apple Podcasts, keep us in the algorithm. And yeah, man, appreciate you guys from the seed, man. We up out of here, man.
Indian,
you
don't like when you take us candy, man.
Don't let it pop up or tighten the screw. Let
that was perfect. Hey, homage. Top of the movement. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.